Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kramer moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer scores. Mayo moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Mayo moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw bunts towards the mound. Potter juggles the ball. That's an error on Potter. Mayo scores. Higgins moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser bunts in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-0 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field. Zerillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerillo. York moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to third. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Newhouser reaches second base with a double. Outlaw scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newhouser moves to third. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wakefield is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Stevens moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lobbs scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla strikes out. 1 out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollingsworth strikes out. 2 outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman steps on third for 1, throws to second for 2, and on to first for the triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. 1 out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Tom Turner pinch hits for Al Zarrilla. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. 1 out. Red Hayworth pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth strikes out. 2 outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Mancuso moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Burns now playing left field. George Caster now pitching. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoover strikes out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newhouser strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.